WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Digital Minimalism. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's face it, our relationship with technology can feel a bit like that clingy ex, always there, constantly demanding attention, making it tough to focus on anything else. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours, only to realize you haven't done anything productive? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you instinctively reach for it, even if you're in the middle of a conversation or enjoying a moment with friends? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into something super important today. Creating healthy boundaries with technology. Because here's the thing, technology isn't inherently bad. It's an incredible tool that can connect us, inform us, and entertain us. But when it starts to control our lives, well, that's when things get problematic. We need to reclaim our time, our attention, and our sanity. So, how do we achieve this digital detox nirvana? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you establish those healthy boundaries. First, awareness is your superpower. Before you can set limits, you gotta know where the problem areas are. Track your screen time, seriously, there are apps for that. Pay attention to when you feel most tempted to check notifications, scroll mindlessly, or just get sucked into the digital vortex. Identifying those triggers is the first step to gaining control. Second, schedule tech-free time. Just like you schedule meetings and workouts, block out time in your day dedicated to being unplugged. It could be during meals, an hour before bedtime, or even a weekend morning where you ditch the devices altogether. Think of it as a digital Sabbath, a sacred space for rest, reflection, and reconnection with yourself in the real world. Third, create physical boundaries. This means keeping your phone out of the bedroom, putting your laptop on a desk instead of sprawled across the couch, and designating tech-free zones in your home. These simple changes can create a physical separation between you and your devices, making it less tempting to reach for them constantly. Fourth, be mindful of your notifications. Are they truly essential or just adding unnecessary noise to your life? Turn off non-urgent alerts and silence those pesky social media notifications unless you absolutely need to be on top of every comment and like. Remember, your attention is valuable. Don't let it be hijacked by every little buzz. Finally, find alternative activities. When the urge to scroll hits, what can you do instead? Read a book, go for a walk, connect with friends in person, learn a new skill, or simply sit and enjoy the silence. By filling your time with meaningful activities, you'll naturally crave less screen time. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Saturday morning, sunshine streaming through the windows, birds chirping outside. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized, not groggy from late night scrolling. Instead of reaching for your phone first thing, you make a cup of coffee, sit on your porch, and savor the peacefulness of the moment. You spend the day engaging in activities that bring you joy, hiking with friends, painting, reading a good book. By evening, you're feeling grounded, connected, and genuinely present in your life. That's the power of setting healthy boundaries with technology. It's not about deprivation, it's about reclaiming your time and energy so you can live a more intentional, fulfilling life. So remember, friends, tech is a tool, not a tyrant. You have the power to shape your relationship with it. Start small, be consistent, and celebrate your wins along the way. This journey is about progress, not perfection. Take action today. Choose one boundary to focus on this week. Maybe turn off notifications during mealtimes or schedule a tech-free hour each evening. Share your experience in the comments below. Let me know how it goes. And as always, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep striving for that digital minimalism lifestyle. See you tomorrow for another dose of Digital Detox Daily.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.